This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis is moving closer to reopening parts of Colorado's economy, though it will be a long process.
I wish that relaxing restrictions was like turning a light switch on and off and we could all just go back to how things were. But it's going to look more like a light dimmer. It's going to be more gradual over time.
Polis says Coloradans still need to stay home as much as they can, and he isn't providing details yet about what might reopen first. The state has reported more than 8,000 cases of COVID-19, though new cases appear to be leveling off. RTD is closer to giving police and security guards more leeway to kick people out of transit stations. Denverite's David Sachs has more.
An RTD board committee advanced the changes Tuesday night. If passed, authorities could make anyone leave RTD property if they think the person is not there to use public transportation. Currently, people can be at stations for up to 2 hours. RTD's chief safety officer has also proposed changes to the bus terminal at Denver Union Station, including limits on how long riders can wait for buses. RTD's CEO says the rules would ensure passenger safety and smoother operations, but several board members called it an overreach that could lead to discrimination. The full board will vote on the measures in the coming weeks. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Rain and snow in the forecast tonight for the Denver area. There is a chance of snow in Colorado Springs, and snow showers are likely for the central mountains around Vail. You're listening to CPR News.